KSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Only two Republicans facing off the GOP's fifth presidential debate stage Wednesday night. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The two debated for the highest stake face-off just 5 days before the nominating process formally begins with Iowa's caucuses. The former president has stayed away from all five debates. During a town hall, former President Trump says he's not worried about Nikki Haley.
He had a hot mic where he was talking to somebody about the weather, and he happened to say that she doesn't have what it takes. She'll be creamed in the election. And, I mean, I know her very well, and I happen to believe that Chris Christie is right.
That sound courtesy of Fox News. Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans are moving forward with impeachment plans targeting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as derelict in his duty over his lack of action on the U.S.-Mexico border. Chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Mark Green, says under Secretary Mayorkas, border crossings hit record highs, topping 10,000 on some days. Tens of thousands of Chinese nationals have also crossed the border at a time of increasing tension with communist China.
On Secretary Mayorkas' watch, Customs and Border Protection has recorded more than 8.1 million encounters at America's borders, including more than 6.7 million at our southwest border alone. For comparison, CBP recorded just over 3 million encounters nationwide from fiscal year 2017 to 2020.
He said there's no reasonable alternative but to pursue impeachment. Chaos in the House after Hunter Biden made a surprise appearance at his contempt of Congress hearing. After sitting there for a few minutes, the president's son stormed out of the hearing, just as GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was about to talk. This is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Some evangelical leaders think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know what? They're backtracking. The Tavistock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down as of 2024. They will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone the treatment are expressing dissatisfaction. This is SRN News. An avalanche roared through a section of expert trails at a California ski resort near Lake Tahoe Wednesday, injuring four, killing one, as a major storm with snow and gusty winds moved into the region. National Weather Service meteorologist Wendell Holman says the weather in Nevada and California will be very cold.
It will be very cold. It will not likely get above freezing until the afternoon, and that's just down here in the Reno-Carson area. Up in the Tahoe area, it's going to stay below freezing.
Walmart's looking to artificial intelligence to help online shoppers. They unveiled two new AI-powered search tools Tuesday at the CES Tech Conference in Vegas. Tools are designed to help shoppers find products quicker and to automate the process of reordering frequently purchased items. Walmart says shoppers using the new search tools can use terms like football watch party and get a list of products instead of searching individually. More details at SRNnews.com.